Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just called
to say. Her stuff was all around the house and whatever, because she practically sort of kind of moved in and whatever. I've used the bathroom and I saw that her toothbrush was there, so I cleaned the toilet with her toothbrush.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, welcome to your Tuesday night. I hope it's a banger. Never say banger on Triple M. No. Sorry, sir. Yes, I won't. Welcome to Tom and Ollie. We have questions. That's what we do. And we have so many questions tonight, especially for Auntie Donna. Especially for Auntie Donna, the sketch comedy troupe. Oh,
if you don't know these guys, it's three crazy dudes who do sketch comedy. They do live shows, but they also have an album out, Tom. They're doing an album tour. And I'm going to go full muso on the guys and really get stuck into their new life as musicians, as traveling musicians.
If you've never heard them before, just you wait. In half an hour's time, your world will be turned upside down.
Could get hectic. But as Tom, we do ask questions. I'll be tackling Trash Talk Back Tuesday with the hot topic of the most livable city, as Melbourne has, spoiler alert, been dethroned.
Yeah.
That's my first question, which is the best city.
Ollie, coming up next, though, I need to tell you about a big spending kid. And I've got questions about it. Okay. And I have a great opener for you.
Oh, well, people would love to hear your opener, Tom.
Mate, they'll love it.
Opener being the sound that plays at the start of a segment?
Yeah, that small piece of audio.
That small little...
Not really many people care about, especially...
Me.
Anyway.
Me.
All right, stick around. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Hootie Gurus with Bittersweet. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Happy Tuesday night. We have questions. That's what we do. I want to start off the show... Look, I know I'm supposed to have a question here. Like, that's the whole point. I kind of have more of a statement that should lead into stories.
Okay.
And when I say statement, I don't ever mean that, really. I mean, I've got a musical bit.
Okay. I've
got a musical bit that hopefully people on 133353 can respond to.
I don't know. I don't want to be too premature here, but I've been warned by Matthew, who helped make this sound.
Yeah.
He said it's pretty poxy.
Okay. Well... Matthew, please reserve judgment next time you make sounds for me, because this is the best idea I've had this year, okay? Do you know the musical Sweet Charity?
No.
Oh, Ollie, what a beautiful musical.
I've never heard... I mean, I know some musicals, I don't know heaps, but Sweet Charity is not a big one, is it?
Mate, it was choreographed by Bob Fosse. Hello?
Bob Fosse.
Drama captain here?
Yeah.
Nah, okay, let me level with you. I thought of the phoner... What has your kid spent your money on? After a story I'm going to read to you quite soon. Instead of just saying that, I've created this sound, Ollie.
Hey, kid spender!
You get it? Hey, kid spender.
Yeah.
133353, what have your kids spent your money on?
A bit like, hey, big spender.
Yes! You got it! Yeah. Oh, guys!
Is that from Charity Sweep?
Sweet Charity.
Sweet Charity.
Yeah, you might not, because Shirley Bassey sang it. Anyway, onto the story.
Right, minute 40 in. Here we go. Let's get started.
Mate, it's fine. I'm explaining the opener. Everything's all okay.
Yeah, it's the important part.
Hey, shut up. I'd like to see you try and start the show with something more fun. All right, 6-year-old Caitlin, right? She's allowed to order a little Barbie doll off Amazon. Her mum's like, yep, go for it, honey. It's your birthday. Order a little Barbie doll off Amazon.
Yep.
You know what little Caitlin's done?
What?
She's taken her mum's phone.
Oh, yeah.
She hasn't just ordered a Barbie doll, Ollie. She's ordered $350 worth of toys.
Oh.
Here we go.
Hey, kid spender.
You get it?
It is fun hearing that audio and imagining you doing the campus, like, hip thrusts and pointing as you do your hey, big spender.
The other fun thing to think about when you play that sound is how many radios are being switched off.
It's deafening. Deafening silence as people enjoy the emptiness over hearing that over-the-top noise.
Triple M, your number one musical station.
So, hey, big spender.
Show tunes galore.
Hey, kid spender, have you got a kid who spend a lot of money or spent a lot of money?
When I used to work at Apple, we used to have a lot of angry parents come in who said, my child has racked up thousands of dollars on my iTunes account because they bought coins in Candy Crush and things like that. So when your phone's, when your kid's gotten control of your phone and they've just gone rampant, or maybe they've stolen the card, 133353, do you have a...
Hey, kid spender!
I should have said, have you said hello to a...
Do you have a hey, big spender?
No, kid spender.
Oh, kid spender.
Yeah.
Charity, sweet charity.
No, oh, God. Butchered it.
133353, call now.
Yeah, what has your kid spent your money on? This is brand new Panic at the Disco. New music here on Triple M. This one's called High Hopes. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. Get involved. Hey, kid spender. It's hilarious. What do you reckon about that? It's Panic at the Disco's new track, High Hopes. Let us know. Head to triplem.com.au. Become a Triple M Club member. Because we love your feedback on the music that we play. We love to hear what you reckon about it.
It's a good G-Up song, that one. High Hopes, I've read about it. You know, it's about getting in the zone, getting yourself amped, which, Tom, we already are.
Oh, mate, it is Tom and Ollie, Triple M. We have questions. That's what we do. I've got a question. Has your kid spent your money on something? Have they stolen a card? Or, I mean, we've already received some negative feedback about this, so I might just play it once more.
From the guy who made it, Matt. Is that who you mean?
Well, I mean, Triple M isn't really known as a show tunes kind of station, but I did make a jingle for this about your kid spending your money, and
come on, let's hear it.
It goes like this.
Hey, kid spender!
Whew, if I'm not wrong, hating myself just got more.
The self-hate flows on.
Yeah.
If I'm not wrong, I believe when you thought of the pithy name of Hey, Kid Spender,
yeah, pretty...
you walked out into the promotions team at Triple M and you had your arms in the air and you were like,
the
yes!
open office, yeah.
Yes, guys, I've done it.
Yeah.
How did they receive the idea?
They didn't care.
Didn't care.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thankfully, the question you asked has tickled some answers, Tom, on 133353.
Because 6-year-old Caitlin ordered $350 worth of Amazon toys on her mum's Amazon account. Stephen, what did your kid do?
My child went rampant on Big Pond Movies one weekend and charged up $86 worth of movies, and they ranged everywhere from, you know, like $3 to $12 for movies. I thought she was on Netflix and she just go until I got my broadband bill.
Oh, no.
So and she watched them all as well?
Yeah, she watched them all.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good. At least she actually did watch them.
Money well spent.
Yeah, but I wasn't expecting a, you know, huge Telstra bill when it came in the mail. No. I nearly fell over the floor.
People still using Big Pond Movies.
Well, I got it part of my Telstra TV box pack, you know,
Netflix, 6-year-olds
are. And everything with it. And she, 6-year-old, she just click.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that people are still
adults
using
Big never Pond. Would, obviously, but 6-year-olds.
Actually, my parents use Big Pond Movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you get a free one every Tuesday, I'm pretty sure, with Telstra. Something like that.
Tight ass Tuesday with Telstra.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, then, guys. How are we going?
Pretty good. Gaz, how are you?
Oh, any better, I'd be dangerous, fellas.
Oh, that's good to hear, mate. Tell us about your big spender or kid spender.
Well, we are actually cruisers. We've done a few cruises over the years. And our little fella, he was, you know, gone 7, nearly 8. So we thought, cut him some responsibility, give him one of the swipe cards that's linked to your credit cards. And I think it was around about 4 or 5 hours on the first day, he got straight up to the arcade, one of these claw things trying to win iPad.
Oh, no.
Racked up over $300 in 4 or 5 hours, mate. Honestly,
You could have bought an iPad with that.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I told him. I said, mate, it would have been much easier to go in the shop and buy one, but it was only supposed to be for milkshakes, buddy. You know, like... But him and his mate were up there for hours. They loved it.
Your mum and dad are trying to have a cruise, a relaxing cruise by the pool, having a couple of drinks, and you're away fishing for iPads.
Kelly, what did your kid spend your money on? Oh, no, it wasn't your kid. It was you.
Yeah, when I was younger, I was about 12, 13, I had some friends over for a birthday party. And back then, they used to play those old school telly cafe ads, how the older people would meet up. My friends thought it would be hilarious to call up, but over the course of a night, $1,000 phone bill came in the next week. They still bring it up to this day. Oh, yes. So every time I hear about Tinder now, I'm like, oh, Telly Cafe back in the day nearly cost my parents $1,000.
Telly Cafe.
But the worst part was your father coming to you at like 12 going, why have you been calling up Telly Cafe?
I don't even know what Telly Cafe is, guys. Am I out of the loop?
Joking, Ollie? It's a hotline that you call and you kind of like make a message about yourself. So you'd be like, hi, I'm Ollie. I've got like 15 dads. I'm not going to marry my girlfriend anytime soon.
Okay, that's
and
great,
then you'd like create that ad and then people would respond to it. So it's like online, like telephone dating.
Well, you'd love that, Tom, because that's your favorite thing to talk about. My dad's. You'd go for that, wouldn't you? You've got almost a fetish for it.
For daddies? Get around them.
Well, daddies, I mean, and as what old Matt was saying before, cruising as well.
133. What?
You're a big fan of cruising.
On the surfboard at the beach. I love
you. No, you know what I'm talking about.
133.53. What has your kid spent your money on? Do you have a big kid spender? 133.53. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Lightning crashes live. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions not far away. You might not have heard of them, but you may have. Auntie Donna. They're a pretty awesome comedy troupe.
They're good. They're loose as.
They're about to tour around Australia with their album that they've made. It's not a comedy album. It's real. And they're going around Australia.
Well, there's comedy in it for sure. You will laugh.
Oh, how dare you?
I think they've won.
They're making great music, Ollie.
They are. And I'm going to dissect it with them in about 10 minutes' time, Tom.
Yeah, when they're in here.
Tom, tonight, just now, you've jazzed up what I'd call an average phone topic on radio with a funny little opener that you made.
That's brilliant. Hey, kid spender!
With a classic show tune, in inverted commas, classic. I've never heard of it.
Yeah. Shirley Bassey. Come on.
Shirley Bassey, whoever that is.
You don't know who Shirley Bassey is?
No one does.
Are you kidding?
Okay. Hey, kid spender, or hey, big spender, whatever you want to say, taking stories about kids who spend heaps of cash.
I found another story as well, by the way. This six-year-old over in the US, his mum was sleeping, and what he did was used her thumbprint. So while she was asleep, put her thumbprint on her phone and authorized payment of $250 on Pokemon toys.
That is actually so, like, respect to that child, because that's genius.
The kid's mum indicated that the child was really proud of herself.
Good. And brilliant. It's Pokemon, which I can relate. Yeah, you know, it's an addictive little side hustle.
Do love Pokemon. Rebecca, has your kid spent your money on something?
My brat definitely has spent lots of money on this Minecraft game.
Ah, yes, Minecraft. What, so it's like an online currency that they're buying or something?
Yeah, to buy worlds, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah, you got to buy those worlds.
Yeah. So.
Is that your son, Rebecca?
Yes, my son.
How old is he?
He's four.
Four.
Oh, why? Mate, do you know of parental controls, Rebecca, on your phone?
Or in real life?
Well, when you work from home, it's the only thing that entertains them.
Yeah.
Anything to keep them occupied. Yeah, give them the iPad.
Yeah, give them the iPad. I hear you, Rebecca.
Lazy parenting.
Don't you dare, Ollie.
Well, no, it is, though.
No, it's not. Don't you dare.
Mate, chucking the iPad is like the next step up from, like, chucking them in the basement.
I can't wait till you're a dad. I cannot wait.
Mate, I will have far more, you know, ingenuity than just give them the iPad.
Yeah, because you're a radio host who works 3 hours a day, okay?
I make time.
Liz on 133.53. What has your kid spent your money on?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Liz.
Well, are you ready for this?
My
son was lucky to go on an overseas trip, and he left his international roaming on, and I got a bill from Optus for $6,322.
Oh, God.
What an idiot.
Oh, no.
How old is he again?
Well, he's 14. But just a warning for anyone, normally parents get, like, a notice from Optus saying, you know, you've gone over your limit, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But when the child's overseas, you don't get any notification. So it just... You know, the spoiler alert, everyone.
It's, so you paid $6,000?
Fighting it out with Optus at the moment.
Yeah, don't pay. Dig in, Liz.
Yeah. Just blame the kid.
I'll fight for you, Liz.
Or just play them this over and over. Hey, kid spender! Then they'll definitely reduce the payment.
We have to go now. We're going to hang up. Thanks. We're done, Liz. Bye.
Sharon, you're our final one. What do you reckon? Has your kid spent something pretty big with your money?
Justin Bieber. A good excuse for parents not to like him.
Yeah.
$1,600 on his photos and downloads, all related to Justin Bieber. She was 12 years old when smartphones first came out.
$1,600 on not even like tickets to his show, just photos of him.
Just photos and music that he released over the internet.
Oh,
first smartphone we had in the house, and I thought, okay, she's 12 years old. We'll give her the opportunity. Nah, she lost it after a month.
Well, is it too late to say sorry after that?
She's 23 years old now, and she's paid it all back eventually.
Yeah, good.
Where are you now, as they'd say? That's another song of his, Sharon.
Yeah.
And sorry, sorry. Oh. That's why we said sorry. Is it too late
now to say sorry? Give it a spin on Triple M. What do you reckon?
Great track.
Oh, come on, guys.
Sorry, great track in 2016.
We'll play it out.
Anyway.
Yeah, definitely not. Stick around. The boys from Auntie Donna aren't far away.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The only question we have is how the hell is Home and Away still on air? We'd rather listen to these two. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
My mic was off, Tom. Well done.
What's that?
It's been a long time coming, mate, and I hope you switch it on now, Tom, with all the microphones on, because we've been campaigning to have the full squad of Auntie Donna in for quite a while. And we were joined by Broden and Zach last time.
Woo!
Today,
yeah,
we've got the sketch comedy, the complete set. Welcome, boys.
The trio. Hello.
The trio. One, two, three.
One, two, three.
One, two, three.
One, two, three.
All right, we'll get a quick hello on one, two, three, and then we'll go to a song and we'll come back. One, two, three.
Hello.
Triple M rocks one, two, football.
Triple M.
Okay, boys, let's work on that.
All right, mics are going off now for you guys, and we'll see you soon.
These boys have got an album tour, which is, I would say, part comedy, part music. We're going to chat.
No, it's just music.
Just
Ollie.
Music.
That's how we're doing it.
Let's go deep into the music like some of the stations would.
More
and,
Auntie Donna.
Dissect.
Yeah, more Auntie Donna. Are up next. Woo! This is Hunters and Collectors. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
Woo!
Throw your arms around me, Hunters and Collectors. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions, and we're very excited to be joined by a very serious band in the studio here, Auntie Donna. Boys.
Excuse me. Oh. I did a fart.
Here we go.
Zach Ruane, Broden Kelly, and Mark Bonanno. Formerly of Australia's premier sketch comedy group, but I would say these days you've changed your tune. To tunes. Is that fair to say?
That's true, Olive. We have changed our tune because we've changed the tune to the tune of music.
That's right.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
And I think you touched on something there, Olive, when you said that it's about a progression of style.
I don't think I said that, but...
Maybe it was tomato.
Tone, have you heard the album?
I haven't heard the album in its entirety. I have heard one of the key tracks on it, though, which was the theme song from Friends.
The theme song
it
from
was.
Friends.
Yeah. It was the theme
that
song.
That was excellent. I heard the silly song, that first track.
That's very true. So, Olive, Top, I just want to say thank you so much for having us on your show.
No worries, Zan.
No worries.
We can't. My name's not
Zach.
Zan. Sorry,
it's Zach.
Zach.
Yeah.
Zach.
Zed
from Auntie Donna.
Zed, a little bit of respect, please.
No.
Zachary Ruane.
Zachary Ruane.
From
I'm sorry,
Auntie Donna.
Can I ask about the process of the recording?
No.
What was it like to... I mean, who's playing all of the instruments and how do you share that role?
You'd be surprised how many of the instruments are played by a computer, actually, these days.
Yeah.
Well, you can get you get a computer to
Let us put it this way.
You put it the way that you want to put it, Broden. Put it whatever way you want, in any way you want to put it.
Hey, don't fight.
No, we're not fighting.
We're not fighting, Broden. In any way you
want to put it,
Broden.
Put it. Now I want
any way
you
want to
put it.
I've got a way I want to put it. I'll put it.
I'm going to do
this for a second.
Hey, boys. Right. Boys, look, I'm a teacher. I'm not going to stand for you guys piss fighting around, in our classroom.
Okay. Sorry,
We respect you as musicians, as artists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've asked you about the process of recording.
Yeah.
I want a serious answer. Okay. I'll start with... Sorry, Zach.
No, that's okay.
Sorry. I'll start with Broden.
Okay. Now, listen. When you said that computers didn't...
Computers didn't.
When you say computers did it, I thought, yeah. And that's what I want to say to your listeners. The computers are coming. The computers are coming.
We learned
so
in
what's
the process of recording this album, we learned how powerful a computer can be.
Yeah.
Not only can it write a whole song, but it can tell you exactly how to find your Australian father.
Australian or estranged?
Australian estranged father.
His name's Larrikin Wally Jim.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe
g'day
I should
there,
get
boys.
On the computer.
Oh, Australian Wally Jim's here.
Here you go,
it's my Australian
little
estranged
fellas.
Father.
Hey, okay, boys, stop.
Back on track.
Back on track, please. Ovaltini. Troon, you just get us back on track, please. Right.
This is the earliest breakfast show I've ever been on.
We're speaking to Auntie Donna, Tom. I'll do it for you because you're losing your SHIT, the Sketch Comedy Boys, who also have an album tour. Boys, just back to the music for a second. If
back
you didn't
to the tune.
That's what we're about.
I mean, obviously, computers played a lot of the instruments in your album. Mm. Uh-huh. As you can see, Tom's
computers.
A big fan of classic rock.
He loves the rock and
he
roll.
He loves the Foo Fighters.
What's with this Foo Fighters t-shirt?
Okay, well, Zachary Bruce?
Yes. Ruane.
Zachary Ruane. I had to...
Come on, Tom. You've got a moment here to just gather your thoughts and get it right.
I lost a bet with my friend Ollie. We have a game called How Triple M Are You? It's and Ollie. I wasn't very Triple M.
It's actually Ollie.
You're not very Triple M.
Is it true that Triple M rocks football? Is it true or false?
Yeah, Stings are back.
But what do you say to artists like Dave Grohl who would see your album and say, what a piece of piss, that's made on a computer?
I reckon he would go, I love rock and roll, and you guys have the spirit of rock and roll in you. And that's what I see. And it doesn't matter if you're doing comedy songs on a computer or if you're rocking out in a garage. If you've got the spirit of rock and roll in your heart, then that's what we're laying down.
Or in your hard drive. If you have the spirit of rock and roll in your hard drive. Because the thing is we don't get the computers that program. The computers that we're talking about have arms and legs, and they play the instruments like a man
would. I'm just I'm talking to you,
like
oboe.
A man or woman would.
Oboe. I'm just going to tell you something. The computers are coming.
They're coming.
Well, I did hear you say that. Well, you guys have the rock in you, apparently. Should we test it out, Tom?
Well, we are going to play one of your songs here. It's called Chuffed in brackets Dad Song. Can you tell us a bit about this song?
Well, when
I can't. No, I can't tell you.
It's not that he can't. He refuses to.
Because
the way that you looked
boy.
At him and the language so that sorry. You just used so was very unprofessional.
Yes, Mark.
Broden doesn't mind being walked all over.
Okay.
So I don't want to hear Broden. I want to hear Mark.
Well, are you sure you want to hear Mark? Are you sure about that?
Are you sure?
Because here I go. Oh, Mark.
Mark, okay. That's really...
Sorry, I'm
Mark.
Having some
Mark,
gastrointestinal
rocks
problems.
Football, it's not here for your beans.
Right.
There it is.
We're going to hear a bit of Broden here, who does feature, I think, as the lead singer of This Is Chuffed, in brackets Dad Song, from the new album.
Do you want me to count it in?
Sure.
A one, a two, a you know what to do.
here it is. Chuffed.
And by Auntie Donna, you with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
I'm going to breathe it. Ready?
We have questions.
Roar the boys next.
Chuffed.
Wow. That was Chuffed in brackets Dad Song by Auntie Donna. You are on Triple M. You may not know it, but you're with Tom and Ollie. We have questions and we've got the boys, the serious musicians themselves, Auntie Donna in here, Mark, Zach and Broden.
Pleasure to be here.
Although
thanks so much.
Not so serious. I'm starting to wonder how serious you are about the craft of music. Although, look, good track. On Twitter, though, Tom and Ollie, you can find us there. Reese tweeted us and saying, Olive and Top, did you guys not know what you were going to get yourself into interviewing the Auntie Donna boys?
Mm. We're naughty boys. That's our brand.
Our brand is cheekiness. Our brand is fun.
And we'd love to have you get us in and we're going to have a muck around.
Have you thought about respecting people, though?
Absolutely not.
Here's the thing. The kids love naughtiness. Yeah. And we thought, how can we make money off that brand?
Yeah.
We are a big multi-million dollar company and we're like one of them cotton ons.
Are you sure? Because Zach looks homeless, so I'm not sure.
That's my shtick.
That's because he's had a mental breakdown. And that's his brand.
Zach's shtick is that he isn't able to afford rent and sleeps on the streets.
Good shtick.
That's a good shtick.
Well, guys, you didn't respect us last time you came in.
No, we were naughty boys.
You were naughty boys. I want to replay you something that happened last time you came in. I mean, we have questions on this show. This is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys asked a question, and I'm not sure if you really thought it through. Take a listen.
Adam, how you going? What a Triple M. Tom and Ollie, have you eaten something today?
Well, for lunch, I actually skipped breakfast this morning in a bit of a rush.
Yeah, no.
But I had a ham sandwich from 7-Eleven. 11.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Ham, peas and tomatoes.
What'd you have to drink with that, Adam?
So you asked the question, what have you eaten today?
Yes,
yeah,
we did.
That's right.
Our boss after that called us in and said that was the worst call topic he's ever heard on radio.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's saying something. He's heard a lot.
Is he still here?
He still works here. Well,
that's interesting.
I'm surprised he wasn't fired.
Let's run this up the flagpole. Hello to him if he's listening, or her.
Yeah.
Now,
The big fits.
You go on, please.
No, well, no. Okay. So here's a challenge for you. I want you to think about a better phone topic you can ask in the next couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we get there, Before we get there, I want to know about how the tour was with Glenridge Secondary College. How'd you guys go? Naughty boys.
It was pretty good, I guess.
It was kind of people that came up, they said, good show, and we said, thank you.
This one guy came up to me and said, this is changed, like, I'm going to get off the drugs. This is the best show I've ever seen. Really? It was fine.
I saw it. It was good.
Do you know what's awards. More exciting than our award-winning show that we just wrapped up? What? You guys give out free Tim Tams to all your guests.
Yeah, we give you Tim Tams.
I came here and you said you want a bottle of water, you want some Tim Tams. I thought Triple M looks after their guests.
Hey, Zan, not all guests, mate.
My name's Zach.
I didn't get one, but I would refuse if I was offered
one. Do you
want
a Tim Tam?
No, I can't have one.
Olam, do you want a Tim Tam?
No, thanks, Zach.
Tob?
But we had
I'll have a Tim Tam.
Yeah, right, I'll go get you a Tim Tam.
We had a lot of people.
Zach's
really
going to leave the studio.
Well, thanks, Zach. And goodbye, whilst you're out there, have a shave, maybe. Good luck. But Broden and Mark,
hello.
Whilst you're still here, what was it like transitioning from a
Zach's
live,
actually left the studio.
A live performing sketch group to a band?
That's a really good
question. Great question. Yeah. It's a brilliant question, and I can't wait to answer it.
You know,
I can't wait. I'm filled with anticipation. My knees are knocking.
My LBs are shaking. I really want to answer it right now.
I just want to jump right in and answer that question.
Thank you for the Tim Tam. Mark just put his mouth on Luke Darcy's microphone.
Oh, Darcy will never know. He'll never find out.
It's a national show.
If you say anything, I swear. Yeah.
Are you going to be a schmuck the whole time? Are you going to answer the question?
I'm not going to be a schmuck. I'm not a schmuck.
Mark, stop being a schmuck. Someone's got Tim Tams.
And they're white. Is that a raspberry white chalk thing going on?
Okay. Tom and Ollie, it's a good transition. I can't wait to perform with the band.
It's going to be great.
Okay. You guys are touring. You can head to auntiedonna.com if you want to get tickets to their album tour. They're across the whole country. Guys, we've given you enough time. What would you like to ask on 133353?
Oh, sting.
The nation is yours. You've got the whole nation.
Every time we take a pause, can you play the Triple M sting, though?
Sure.
Okay.
We've decided...
Triple M! ...that we're going to...
Triple M! ...ask...
Oh, no, come on.
Triple M!
No.
What's your favourite...
You get one more Triple M sting.
Have you drank anything today?
That's the same as last time.
Come on, it's the same question.
It's slightly different, Tim.
A little different.
Tim and Olive.
Because we asked about food last time, and then we usually followed that up with a drink question.
Okay, okay.
But we can change it up if you want to do a different question.
It's your bed. You want to line it. Let's ask the question. What is it again?
Do this thing again.
No, I'm not doing this thing. That's the phone number there.
13-1... No.
1-3.
What is that?
Okay. It just says 1-3.
Tom, you say.
Okay, 1-3-3-5-3.
You're listening to MMM.
Oh, God.
1-3-3-5-3.
No, what's the caller topic?
1-3-3-5-3. What have you had to drink?
Yeah, have you swallowed any drink today?
Brilliant.
We'll include soup in
Thanks.
That.
No naughtiness either.
1-3-3-5-3.
I don't want any naughty ones.
Okay, 1-3-3-5-3. If you had anything to drink today, you're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M with Auntie Donna.
Naughty boys.
I Only Lie When I Love You. Royal Blood, Triple M's Tom and Ollie off that album, How Did We Get So Dark. Coming up soon, Ollie wants to ask a question about cars being pulled over, but right now
Ask it properly, Tom. Do some cars get pulled over more than others?
Yeah.
It's an investigation.
All right.
It's been great during that song to have some insightful chats, intelligent chats with Auntie Donna, the boys.
But the mics are back on now, so they're going to be naughty, aren't
Tom and Ollie.
Yeah.
I just want to apologise for being so naughty before. Yeah. We were really rude.
Do you want me to say your website where people can buy tickets to your tour?
We would really appreciate that.
Sure.
Well, then
I'll wait till the end. If you've been good boys, I'll say it.
It's google.com.
I've got some Lamingtons here if you're good boys as well.
Passion fruit flavoured. Why does it say Susan Day on them?
I don't know about that part. Susan Day, that must be the makeup. But if you're good boys, you can have some.
Oh, that's her name.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, it's Susan Day, like Mother's Day, so have a passion fruit Lamington.
Now, the goon squad that is you guys has asked a question on our show. We've opened the phones up to you guys to ask on 133353. Question was,
have you ever drank something
today?
Today.
Have you ever drank something today? is the question that we want to ask our listeners on the Tommy Ollie Show. And everyone who gets through gets a free house.
No, a free house.
Valued at $1.2 million. Yeah.
Just to be clear, you do not get a house if you call up.
Thank you, Zach.
No, you get, right. You get the complete box set of house.
No,
there's no prizes.
We're not going to go to your phone calls.
Stop eating Tim Tams on air as well, Zach.
I'm sorry.
Zach has polished those Tim
Tams. From Greg on 133353, what have you drunk today?
Yeah, g'day, boys, big fan.
Big fan of who? Auntie Donna or Tom and Ollie?
Auntie Donna.
Yeah. You're getting a house.
Cut him off.
Cop that.
Just had a couple of bevvies at the pub.
What are you drinking? You're drinking cider, you're drinking lager. What are you drinking? You're drinking rum, you're drinking vodka. What are you drinking, mate? What are you having with those boys? What are you drinking? Tell me. Greg, tell me. I want to hear.
Okay.
Well, what a bevvies. We've all seen the YouTube video, mate.
Yeah, well, not everyone has. I think some people would be a little bit confused about what you're talking about.
What Greg is saying is...
YouTube, I think.
And that's enough for Greg.
Simple question. What did you drink? Was a simple question.
Now, Broden, you like sound effects on this show.
I love them.
I've just found a sound effect that says pouring fizzy drink. Would you like to hear that one?
That, yes.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, I felt that down my spine.
It's far too long of a sound effect.
Is it?
Yeah, that's a waste of time.
That's going to be the sound that signifies whenever we've had a great caller.
If you call up with a great drink, that is your prize, a great sound effect.
Well, you take charge, Broden. Who's next on the phone line? There's the red one there.
We've got Samuel, who's calling in from his property. Sam, you've been drinking and ingesting something. Tell us what it is.
Oh, no.
Hello. Thank you, Broden. I have been ingesting lots of water today.
You're a good boy.
Oh, no headaches for Sam.
Oh, absolutely not. I've had 4 bottles, in fact, quite a lot of water.
Careful. You don't want to drown.
Yeah. Oh, definitely don't want to do that. But you know why? I've actually had 2 coffees as well.
Okay. That's a diuretic. You're going to be doing a pee-pee out of your DD.
Okay. thank you very much, Samuel. Let's move straight on to Sean.
This is what I wanted. I wanted to engage the Tom and Ollie audience.
Don't be rude.
That's right. Thank you, Donald Trump, who's in the room.
All right.
We got Sean. Sean's calling from his mobile phone. Sean, tell us, what have you drunk today?
I have been on the hard stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's Coke.
Coca-Cola. Is that Coca-Cola or some other non-brand specific cola-flavored beverage?
Yeah, with no sugar, of course.
So you've been drinking the no sugar. Are you drinking? Are you drinking the Coke no sugar? Are you drinking the Diet Coke, or have you found yourself a Coke Zero? Even though that has been discontinued, Sean, have you found yourself a stash?
You've been hunting around for them.
Well, I'm on the no sugar one, but it's a bit disheartening because I prefer the Pepsi Max.
Now. Was that someone or was that a sting?
Was that a sting or a real bird?
That was horrible.
That wasn't me.
Sean. Thanks so much for the call, mate.
Now, we're getting some really good stuff coming.
We're getting some great answers, some varied answers. We've had a bevy with the boy. We've had the Coca-Cola and we've had the water and the coffee.
And that's the fizzy that we're getting good engagement.
All right.
Fizzy
sound. If you're just tuning into Top and Olive, we are asking you at home, what have you had to drink today?
We're not doing any more calls.
I think we're done.
Next on the phone, we've got
Boys?
Paul.
We're
not going to talk to Paul.
Mark, Zach, Broden, look at me.
Yeah.
We are done with that. Thank you for trying.
That's great, though.
That's all right.
That wasn't, I guess, the best content, but you gave it a shot.
It was pretty good.
I have a question.
You guys are musos. That's what you do best. One last question from you, Zach, and then you have to leave, okay?
Were we too naughty, even in that segment? Because I thought I was being a good boy.
You were being a good boy. Ask one more question now, and if you are a good boy, you get a Lamington.
Okay.
Is this a question for our audience or
Zach's gonna ask the question.
Zach. For the audience or Zach. For you?
No, you Bryce. Told me you wanted to ask a question.
Yeah, the question was have they been too naughty?
Just have we been too naughty? Are we good boys? Sorry, I'm
me.
So sorry.
He's got me.
Play the triple M sting.
Lamingtons for you.
Greg, Sam and Sean, thanks for calling up on Tom and Ollie Ollio. We had the best time.
Okay.
And
if you want to buy tickets to Auntie Donna the album tour, head to auntiedonna.com.
That's a great website. And do you know what? We've got merch there now. We've put up that you
can... All right,
can...
see you, boys. Tom and Ollie.
on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry if you were just listening the past half an hour. The Auntie Donna boys just ruined radio.
Just brought in a proverbial mop and broom to sweep up the mess they made in here, including the radio mess that that was.
But absolutely funny, lads. Please check out Auntie Donna, the album tour at auntiedonna.com. They also have a web series coming up. Check out their YouTube channel. They are absolutely hilarious boys.
They sure are, Tom. We're going to get to Trash Talk back Tuesday, not far away.
Yeah.
About half an hour.
Okay.
Discussing the fact that Melbourne has lost its top spot in the world's most livable city. Contentious stuff. So which city is the best is the question I'm begging.
But Ollie, up next, I was wondering, can I talk gaming?
Yes.
Like video games and stuff?
Yes, you can.
Yes!
Can I leave for 5 minutes? Because I don't give a damn.
No, you can't. You have to stay here. You have to chat to me.
Can I stand back here like Auntie Donna would? Be a bit silly on the microphone.
Sure, why not? You're with Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Hard to handle, bro. God damn it.
Black Crows.
I am an absolute development show.
Triple M, Tom and Ollie are going to get to my big question, my investigation. Do some cars get pulled over by the police more than others pretty soon, Tom?
All right, but it's time to chat gaming. I know you don't like this, Ollie, but come on. Let's chat some gaming.
Tom and Ollie, press start.
Yeah, we're pressing start. I'm so sorry that you've joined us right now. We're talking gaming with two massive nerds. One is Tom Bainbridge, the other is Pete Corelli. And Pete, you host a podcast about gaming called I Love Gaming, is it? What's it called?
It's called Game on Australia, Ollie, but Game thanks on for paying Australia. Attention. You pig!
Nah, look, I don't game a whole lot, but you guys do. What is there something cool happening right now?
What's been happening in the world of gaming in the past week, Pete Corelli?
Oh, it's been a big week, guys. Today's a massive day, actually. It's a perfect timing to do this segment because Battle for Azeroth has officially launched.
Hang on. I'm a gamer and I don't even know what this is. What's this?
Battle for Azeroth, man. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Ollie clearly knows what's going on. Mm. So I need to take you back just a moment to explain exactly a few things. So a game called World of Warcraft. I'm sure you've heard of this game.
Yes.
Played it once for a whole weekend. It was good
did
fun,
really?
Actually. Yeah, I did, actually. I was like 14 years old.
Ollie, you're usually the non-gamer. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, it was 14 years ago.
Okay, good. Yes.
Well, I would use that then to argue the point that it's probably the biggest game in the world. And essentially what it is it's just a giant open world where everybody online gets to jump in and muck around with each other, and you go on quests and you go and find treasure, and you're in the middle of wars, and at the moment...
Yeah, Pete, it's one of the biggest MMORPGs.
Yes.
I'm reading here on your sheet. What is a MORPG?
MORPG is a massively multiplayer online role-playing game.
All right.
So what that means is you can have different roles within the game. So you might be a soldier, somebody else might be a wizard, somebody else might be like an orc or something, and each role comes together when you go on quest together as a big team, and everybody brings their own sort of skills and stuff to particular quests that you do.
So if Ollie wanted just one dad growing up, he could have that in this game.
Yeah, absolutely he could. Yeah.
How many have you got?
He's got like 15 dads.
Oh, I've got a stepdad. It doesn't matter, Pete, but I've got a stepdad and a biological father.
This is a great way to explain it. You know, those two each bring their own thing, right? And the quest is you. So if that makes sense.
Yeah,
right,
okay.
World of Ollycraft.
So there's a new version of it coming out.
It's called an expansion. So this is basically building on the original game that's there. And it's a lot of game there because it's been out for about 100 years.
Yeah.
So Battle for Azeroth, just really briefly, it's all about just civil war going down, and you'd pick a side and you go from there.
Okay.
But it's very exciting. The only problem is it launched today and pooed itself. So
what happened?
Yeah, so because they're online servers, as you can imagine being the biggest game in the world, everybody who's a fan, which there are a lot, decided to jump on at the same time and the game couldn't handle it.
Come on, nerds. Got to coordinate. Got to get it together. Work out who's going to play at what time.
Yeah. So that's probably what should have happened. That's a great idea, Ollie. Everybody should have gotten together at some point and just said, I'll play it, you know,
or get some more CPU.
What is a CPU, Ollie?
Computer power.
Nah, central processing unit.
Whatever.
All right. Hey, last week, before we go, Pete Corelli, or before you go, we're going to stay here for a while. Last week, we were talking about Fortnite. And how parents were would basically hiring tutors to get their kids better at Fortnite. Fortnite's right. like this online game, right? But there's new news this week about it.
Yeah, so it's now available on all Android devices. And you may think to yourself, well, what's the big deal? Well, the whole point is this is the biggest game in the world right now. It's what they call a battle royale. So 100 people jump out of a plane, land somewhere on a map, and then that map eventually shrinks down and it's last man standing.
Oh, cool.
So I thought World of Warcraft was the biggest game going around the planet. I mean, which one's the biggest? You can't say both games are the biggest in the world.
So, yeah, Tom, as I was saying, right, so Fortnite is massive, and this is only serving to make it that much bigger. But the only issue is it's not available on all Android devices. If you've got a Samsung, then you can download it. If not, then you're going to have to wait a while.
Oh, wow.
Tom, what do you got again? You got an Apple, don't you?
Yeah, I got an iPhone. We have had Fortnite for ages, mate.
Yeah, half your luck.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, Pete Corelli, thank you so much for joining us and keeping us abreast of the world of gaming. Not sport.
He's definitely not sport. It's
as Pete says, esports rule.
I don't say it.
You do. You chanted it last
week.
You
said it last time.
I did not say that. I did not say esports
rule. Do you sign off? Esports rule.
I didn't say it like that either.
All right.
Okay? When I do say it, I'm more confident. I'm like, esports rule.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
See you, Pete.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's the new one from Good Charlotte. It's called Shadow Boxer. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie, and we love for you to have a say on the music that we play. I mean, it's your Triple M. So head to triplem.com.au and become a Triple M club member. Have a say on your station.
Now, Tom, we don't just talk to crazy, stupid comedians or
Auntie Donna. If you want Donna. Tickets to their tour, head to auntiedonna.com.
Or you know, out and proud gamers like Pete Corelli, who we heard before, who's a big gamer. I think we go where others don't, and I want to investigate something here.
Well, we have questions, Ollie, don't we? We have questions.
Here's my giant question right now. Do some cars get pulled over by the police more than others? Now, Tom, you and I were discussing this yesterday because you mentioned that you had a second story in the space of about, 2 months?
Yeah.
Where you and your boyfriend, Seth, were just in your car and you got police attacked.
Now, this was before my new Subaru XV, and thank you very much to the team down at Subaru for helping me out with my new
This is not
Subaru.
About a plug, Tom.
Oh, sorry, mate.
But you got pulled over twice in your white Hyundai Getz.
My white Hyundai Getz, yeah.
And you weren't breaking the law.
No, not at all. The first time I'd only known Seth, my boyfriend, for a couple of weeks. And I was driving through the city after work. I'd picked him up from...
Okay, don't care. Life story is not important.
Oh.
Are the facts important? Because I'm going to move... We've established that.
Okay.
You know, your car, white hand I gets, pulled over twice. Myself, never in my life been pulled over by the police. Never in my life.
Are you... Really?
I'm serious. I've driven a variety of... A variety of cars.
Yeah,
I'm a very lucky person, maybe. But of late, been driving my girlfriend's car, which is a...
here we go.
...disgracefully lavish Mercedes-Benz E-Class E320 elegance varietal.
It's so disgusting.
It's an old lady car. It literally was her grandma's car. But my theory is that you just... Cops aren't going to pull it over because it's a car that only old ladies would have. It's like a navy blue, deep navy. And I've never had any issues. Sarah said she's never been pulled over.
Whoa. Are you saying that the cops, like...
Yes, Tom, because there's such a thing as discretion and there's a thing as stereotyping. And stereotyping can be useful because it can eliminate time wasting.
Are you saying that they discriminate?
It's not discrimination.
Against rich people.
I think you can't help. If you were a policeman, you couldn't help but stereotype it at certain points and go, that car looks dinged up and full of drugs or full of dead bodies, and you're going to pull it over. Whereas other cars, I don't think, would get that treatment. They'd go, that car is a rich person. That car is someone who hasn't broken the law.
Hang on, but surely that the rich car is the car that's spending them getting the money.
Well, good point, Tom. So, look, it's...
That's why I reckon my Subaru XV won't be pulled over, because it's just a good... It's a good all-rounder car.
No, Tom.
And you should head down to the team at Subaru and get yourself a 2018 XV.
No, because people who have shitty sort of put cars that just get around and a bit dinged up, I think they're massive police magnets. So, here's my question. I'm 133353. Help us investigate. Have you either, A, been pulled over... more than the average amount of times, like a lot.
Yeah.
And you can tell us about your car, how it looks, and why the police might be picking you up. Or B, are you like me, and you've almost never had any police pulling over interactions, And also, what's your car? What's the secret here? Is there a theory?
133353. We have questions. Greg, what's your theory on this one?
My theory is, how young guys, by the way. I used to drive a white car, and I used to get pulled over a lot. And one of my friends who worked for a government agency, I won't say which one, but it's, now he told me that what they do is every day they play a game of pool. As in like a game of billiards. So what they have to do is, and the winner, there's a big pot on this apparently, like they all put in money at the start and they have to, pull over. So they pull over a white car first and then a certain amount of red cars and then a white car, then a red car and so on. So they get all the way down the pool table and the winner is the one who gets the white car and then the black car.
Oh my God. Hang on. So is it snooker or is it pool?
Snooker. Yeah, I think it's snooker.
So not coloured balls, but a bunch of red balls and then a few coloured ones.
That's it, yeah. So, you've got the yellow, the green, the brown, and then the final one is the black one. And whoever does the whole lot in the one day takes the sweep for the week.
Oh, my.
That is some conspiracy X-Files kind of shit right there.
Outrageous.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Look, good insight, Greg. But 133353, I need some more data from my investigation.
I think so.
What car do you have? Do you get pulled over a lot or never? I need the polar opposites here.
Okay.
To fill up our data spreadsheet. We'll work out, do the cops pull over some cars more than others?
We have questions. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Cold chisel with Ida. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. It is Tuesday, which means the trash talk is going to be unleashed very soon. That AM sound on FM not far away as we find out who the most livable city is. Because Melbourne, it's been dropped from you guys. Sorry, I'm terribly, terribly sorry.
But we're compiling some data right now, some datum, you will.
Mate, we've got questions.
We've got questions. My question is, do some cars get pulled over by the police more than others? Is there a bit of a knack or a trick to being able to, I guess, avoid the eyes of the police if you drive a certain car? I don't know. In my experience, Tom, in driving my girlfriend Sarah's fancy Mercedes-Benz E-Class 320, I think it is, I haven't been pulled over once, and I think it's because it's an old lady car and a cop would see it and go, well, that person is just old and rich and doing pretty well, and I'm not going to go there. Whereas I think there'd be some cars that get picked up a lot. So this is where you come in. I'm on 133353. What are you driving, and have you been pulled over a lot or a little? On Facebook, Richard Garay said the most common type of car to be pulled over in Australia by the police has to be the...
Hi, I'm Garay.
Richard Garay.
Garay.
Yep. He said it's got to be the Holden Commodore with the P plate, which I tend agree. I think the Holden Commodore will feature here. But yes. Nick, what's your data set look like?
Well, I did used to have a Holden Commodore. It was a VL wagon at the time. I was a P plater. I had about 2 years, and I managed to get pulled over 13 times in it.
Yep, that'd do it. Yep, I reckon.
But hang on, that's crazy. Were you a bad driver, or it was just the car?
It was the car was pretty low in that,
Right.
It stood out a bit, and that seemed to get their attention.
Yeah. So if you've got a low riding, what's it called? Is it when it's like sunken in? Is there a word for that, Tom?
I don't know. Low rider.
I don't know cars.
No,
I don't know cars either. But that would do it. If you're a cop, you'd be like, what's going on here?
Oh, yes.
If you've got NOS as well, like need for speed. If you've got NOS or what's it called? Like lights underneath?
Oh,
neon?
Yeah, neon.
Neon.
Oh, mate. Who someone's been watching Fast and the Furious. Rest in peace.
Paul Walker, yeah. Oh. Natasha, tell us, what are you driving?
Evening, gentlemen. I'm driving an old granny Mitsubishi Nimbus.
Oh, yeah.
Nimbus. The Nimbus 2000. Yeah. Cool.
Seven-seater people mover. Yeah.
Yep. And how successful are you getting pulled over?
I have not been pulled over so far in this. I've always driven old crap heaps. And my theory is that police tend to pull over people that are bad drivers. If you're a good driver, it doesn't matter what car you're driving, they're not likely to pull you over.
That could be it, Tom, because you've been pulled over twice and I've never been pulled over, mate. So,
no.
I mean...
Okay, let's just relate who's had crashes before. I've not had an accident in my whole entire life. How many accidents have you had?
I'm sorry, your car's never bingled or touched any other thing?
Nope, never had an accident.
I've had an accident either.
That's not true.
I haven't had an accident.
You crashed into someone.
I've had a bingle. I've had a couple of bingles.
Hey, Jason, I'm 133353. Can you add to our data set here?
Jace, what are you driving?
Hey, how you going? Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
First time caller, too.
Oh, excellent. Well,
we
welcome.
Can tell. We can tell, Jason, because you didn't answer. Hurry it up.
I've got an RX4 coupe with a rotary in it. So
is that pretty fancy? Or flashy?
It's a 74 model. It's a two-door. It's got chrome bumpers, so it gets picked on a lot.
Right.
But I've also got a four-wheel drive, an old Land Cruiser. It's got pipes hanging out of it everywhere, like
the yeah.
And the cops don't seem to hassle me about that.
So it's the mod cons, Jason, the additions.
They seem to let the four-wheel drives get away with everything, but if you've got a lowered car...
Yeah.
Like, I've seen four-wheel drives go around with four-inch lift kits, big snorkels, big tyres that are sticking out way past the guards, and the cops saying, look at them twice. But
okay. I'll take that, Jason, as a comment that four-wheel drives are getting away with murder.
Steve, you've got... Well, not actually.
Not actual murder.
Yeah, cool. Steve, you've got two sets of data for us here as we try and find out if some cars get pulled over more than others.
Dead set, I do. I'm driving a Hyundai Elantra now.
Okay.
And been driving this now for 8 years, never been pulled over randomly. Never.
Okay.
Never.
Right. I used to drive a VL Commodore. I got that from a grandfather. Okay, my grandfather sold it to me when I came back from travels. Yeah. I had it for 2 years and dead set got pulled over 6 times.
Oh, jeez.
Randomly.
This is the second time the Commodore's been under the pump?
Didn't have a turbo kit, didn't have tinted windows, didn't have mags, just family VL Commodore, but pulled over 6 times.
It's the go-to bogan-mobile, isn't it?
Sounds
like the Holden Commodore is getting unwanted attention from the police.
That's the one. Catherine, what do you got for us?
Hi, guys. Yeah. I've been driving Suzuki Swift my whole 11 years of working, and I've never, ever, ever been pulled over.
No one's pulled over a Swift, are they?
No. They're just too cool for school.
Oh, like, that's what
I love
it is.
Them. And it's even got racing stripes, and you'd think that would be targeted, but you know.
It's ironic. It's ironic, exactly. And it's cute, and it's laughable. But so, Catherine, you would say just drive a Swift and no issues?
No issues, but my partner's a tradie, and he drives an old 75 series beat-up Toyota Land Cruiser with his tools in the back, his high-vis, and he always gets pulled over. Always.
I hate those bloody tradies.
Yeah. Tradies. They're bad boys.
Yeah. Having that knock-off after work, not okay. Don't drink and drive, you bloody idiot.
Well, maybe it's also a combination of who you are as well. It's like if you're a young girl in a Swift versus a bloke in a tradie ute.
Totally.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
So it's who's driving the car and if you're driving a Commodore.
Is that, that's summarized it for me.
I think that's good.
A Holden Commodore, if you don't want to get pulled over by the cops, don't drive a Holden Commodore.
Oh, it's not a good ad for Commodore.
It's not a good ad for Triple M either. Our poor listeners who would love the Commodore.
Yeah, sorry guys. Hey, Trash Talk back Tuesday, not far away.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Just like a 5-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a 5-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
We have questions and we just have one final theory about why some cars we think are being pulled over more than others. Ash, what's your theory?
My theory is that it depends on the area that you drive through.
Okay.
I've started a new job in Dandenong and, I'm getting pulled over a lot almost once a week.
That's Melbourne's east, kind of out in the bush,
southeast.
And so you think that being out there is making you more susceptible to being pulled over?
Well, I haven't changed my driving style. I've got an old Mazda 323, so it's not even a crappy car. And, it's just exponentially gone up. I'm getting pulled over at, like, once a week. Once a fortnight sort of thing now that I'm at this new job. It's kind of weird.
All right. Well, that's
new
datum there from Ash. I'm going to put that down in the system, which my system isn't really doing anything, but I'm still going to say that the Holden Commodore is the main attractor of cop attention.
Sorry, Commodore.
But Tom, you may have heard today that the Economist's list of the most livable cities in the world has been released, and there's a change in the order.
Yeah.
A city of Australia has lost top spot, but two others came in the top 10.
We'll tell you what that is up next. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's the Kravitz. Are you going to go my way? Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions after 9 o'clock. I love this question that we have for Naughty After Nine. What's a secret you know about someone, but they don't know that you know? It's awesome. It's so good.
Tom,
I love it.
Well, good. It's a Tuesday, though, so before we go anywhere, let's get trashy with Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
Oh, don't you, pig.
Ah, piss off, you dickhead.
You're a f***wit.
I've just spoken to a f***ing idiot.
Tom and Ollie's Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
Bringing that trash in here.
The Economist has once again brought out its list of the most livable cities. It's got an index and they judge each city in the world based on all kinds of things from infrastructure to education to safety. all this kind of stuff. Now, I didn't know this, but Melbourne's been number one, the most livable city in the world, for 7 years straight.
It's pretty insane, isn't it?
Until today, Tom. Until today, because The Economist has revealed that Vienna...
Suck on that, Melbourne, you pig!
Vienna in Austria is now the world's most livable city. Mm. Melbourne number two. Osaka, number three.
Oh, in Japan.
And then so you got Sydney at five, and Adelaide was 10th. So in Australia, according to The Economist, Melbourne, Sydney, and Adelaide are worthy.
Wow.
I mean, Brisbane, missing out. Perth dropped from 7th last year to 14th. So sliding away there.
How's that lisp going for you when you say 7th?
It's a bit of a build-up of...
pig.
A bit of saliva build-up in there.
Oh, gross.
As I was getting a bit frothy over this list of the best cities, Tom.
Well, of course, because it's AM radio here, Ollie. Now, what's the issue here?
I don't know. I mean, what does The Economist know? I don't think The Economist knows S-H-I-T about the best cities in this country.
Mate, it doesn't even worry. I don't even need to worry about a city. I just want to know that Australia's number one.
Well, it's a list of cities.
Doesn't matter. Put Australia at the top of it. That's all I'm saying. And the rest of you can bugger off.
Well, careful what you say there, mate, but it is Trash Talk Back Tuesday. So you know what? Go hell for leather. 133353,
though. I will say what I want. It's my radio show.
I'm saying the phone number, mate. So 133353, if you wouldn't mind. What are the best and worst cities in Australia? The best and the worst?
Just give us one. Don't ask best and worst.
Well, is Melbourne number two? Is Sydney number five?
Let's just go what's...
Is Adelaide number 10?
Do you want to know the best list or the worst? What do you want to know?
Well, it's Trash Talk Back Tuesday, so maybe we go, what's the worst city? I don't mind. What's the worst city in Australia? I mean, I guess you'd say Hobart, because that doesn't even feature on this list. Can't see it. I'll scroll down. Oh, wait, Hobart. Nah, nowhere.
Let's do cap cities.
It's nowhere.
Let's do capital cities.
All right, what is the worst city in Australia? Because, look, to my mind, I would say Perth. Perth is a piece of SHIT. I mean, I've been there. Not much happening. Fremantle's got more going on.
Oh, can't believe you said that.
you've got nothing to add.
133353. Get involved in Trash Talk Back Tuesday. It's AM on FM.
What's the worst city in this country? 133353. Spark up.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Vance Joy. We're going home. Triple M. Tom and Ollie, we have questions. After 9 o'clock, we do a thing called Naughty After Nine. And we did order a book from the United States that's arrived. It's called 5 Minute Erotica.
Yes.
And we will do a flirty 9:30 naughty reading.
Yes, thank God.
So make sure you stick around till 9:30. We'd love to have you there. But look, it's AM on FM radio right now. The trash talk is slipping out.
Ah, piss off, you dickhead.
You're a f-wit.
I've just spoken to a f-ing idiot.
Tom and Ollie's Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
Bringing that trash in here.
The beeping in that opener doesn't cover up a whole lot of those words.
I know.
Those words are pretty clear.
Yeah.
If you know them. But we are getting fired up, Tom, because with the list of the world's most livable cities out today, Melbourne slipping from number one to number two. Vienna in Austria has taken the top spot. Sydney at number five and Adelaide at number 10 across the world. Look, I actually don't think that's true. I did say before that Perth was the worst city, and I have asked on 133353, what's the worst city in Australia? Which is the worst? I don't think Sydney deserves to be second rated.
Oh, here we go.
I think Sydney, for a lot of the time, is a pain in the ass to get around.
Don't you say it.
It's spread out like all get out. Oh, it's impossible to get around in some easy fashion where you can be sociable and go to a bar here or there.
Mate.
I mean, everything's spread out like a dropped pizza. You know, there's things everywhere. Oh, the bays are...
Wouldn't you say drop spaghetti? Because the
mushrooms are rolling off the top. You've got sauce over there. There's the key.
Ollie, number one rule in radio is don't bag the cities that you broadcast in.
I don't care because it's Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
And I've lost my chops. Where is the worst city in Australia? 133353. Or if you also want to just shit can one city, go for it. Travis, what do you think, mate?
I reckon Canberra's the worst.
Oh, here we go, you pick. Oh, here we go, yeah. Canberra, hey?
Got no time for the politicians, do you?
Well, yeah, I don't know what it's got to go. It's either politicians and fireworks. That's about all it's really known for. It's got nothing else going for it.
I thought you'd be loving it, Trav, for the pornography that's allowed as well.
Oh, well, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
You're bloody sicko, aren't you?
Oh, here we go. Thirsty piggy Travis called up.
And what's your favourite then, Travis? If you're bagging Canberra, who are you liking?
Oh, look, I think Perth's pretty cool.
Good one, Travis.
I also think Geelong's pretty cool as well, and it's not the major city, but okay, I reckon mate, Geelong's very underrated.
Well, you're a fair dinkum D-head if you think that Geelong is a good city, mate. And Perth as well, that's got to be a gag. Let's go to Leah on Trash Talk Back Tuesday. Leah, who are you loving, who are you hating in the cities of Australia?
Love Brisbane.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, God, okay.
Here we go.
Well, love to sweat, couldn't wait to get out.
Yeah, Perth, no good. I
grew up in Sydney.
Well, do you agree with me that Sydney is overrated?
I think Sydney has a lot to offer, but I couldn't sit in the traffic jams.
Yeah. Come on, Leah, get fired up. I mean, it's Trash Talk Back Tuesday right now.
Those traffic jams, I mean, those one-way streets as well. God damn it.
Yeah, but Perth's boring.
Yeah, good. Nothing going on.
And
yeah.
You've got a flight to Bali, and you want to only ever go to Bali, like everyone else who lives there.
Yeah, right. Well, you say Perth boringly, but it takes one to know one there. So,
Spark up,
mate. It's Trash Talk Back Tuesday. I haven't got time for people who are just going to drivel away. James, what's the worst city in this country? Yeah, scared. He's scared, and he should be. Matt, what's the worst city in the country?
Yeah, g'day, boys. I was going to say Alice Springs when I went there, but then I went to Darwin.
Oh.
Darwin can get stuffed.
There's a reason why there was a film release called The Last Cab to Darwin, because nothing's returning from there, am I wrong? Oh, no one wants to travel there.
Yeah, goddamn. Are there Ubers there? I wouldn't have thought so.
Oh, mate. It's The Last Cab. People are driving there and just...
Driving out and not going back there. Matt, why'd you go there? Were you forced to?
I went up to see an old mate that I hadn't seen for a while, and it's been five nights there, and it's five nights I'll never get back in the life.
Yeah. Well, you don't see Darwin in this list for a good reason, I guess. It's not livable.
James, what's the worst city in Australia, you reckon?
I'd have to say Snowtown, mate.
Snowtown.
Unless you want to end up in a...
Okay.
Not quite a city, Snowtown. I mean, obviously famous for a couple of full-on murders, but it doesn't quite fit the brief of city. 133353, last chance to get involved in Trash Talk Back Tuesday. What's the worst city?
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Power and the Passion, Midnight Oil, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
What? You didn't
like
that? If the boss heard that, he'd say, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, come at me. No, please. Please keep me around.
Yeah.
We're a development show. We're just around to have some fun.
Can't win them all, can you, Tom?
Nope.
Now, Tom, this Thursday is apparently a Powerball huge thing going on, right?
$100 million, isn't it?
Big news. $100 million keeps jackpotting. It was $80 million. Everyone's talking about it.
Yeah.
I don't really follow it much. Never really bought it.
Oh, you don't follow the Powerball?
Yeah.
Mate, you follow the football. Why aren't you following the Powerball?
I find footy more interesting.
Really?
Personally?
Yeah.
But no, it's been a bit of a buzz, and it got me thinking... Would you want to win that kind of money? And I've got something to put to you.
Yes.
I've got something to put to you, Tom. Mm. I don't think it's as straightforward as that. Because I put it to you, this is my, when you have an experiment, like in a science field, you have a hypothesis, right?
Sure.
And you try to work out whether the statement is true. Mm-hmm. My statement to you is this. Mm-hmm. If you won, you, Tom Bainbridge, mm-hmm. won the Powerball, you won $100 million, mm-hmm. I reckon... Fair dinkum, it would ruin your life.
Yep. This has been said before.
I think you would lose most, if not all, of your friends.
Yep.
And your family as well. No, I've just added that for fun, for a bit of cherry on top. But do you know what I mean? I think it would cause a whole lot of headaches.
Mm.
Friendships would be under strain. And you might think, give me the money, how good's that? But my prediction is that at some point, let's say you win $100 million.
Yep.
How much are you sharing? Because if I was a good friend of yours, I'm not, we're colleagues.
Yeah.
As a good friend, I'd be saying, do you give me any? I'm not hugely greedy, but if you didn't give me any.
No, you don't get any.
Really?
Well, no, of course you don't get any. You'll get things from it. Like I'll buy drinks and stuff.
Oh, that's weird. Because if I won $100 million, I'd be giving at least $50,000 to all my good friends. And this, my friend, is why you would lose everyone.
Oh God, I see what you've done. It's very clever. You've already.
What, you wouldn't share the money?
No. What? Yeah.
You wouldn't share the money.
Okay.
Interesting. Yep. It's actually no. I could have guessed it.
Yeah. Well, naughty after 9 is I'm far away.
And all your friends have heard that now.
Oh God.
John Tom and Matt, and Ollie on Triple M.